their persons, houses, papers, and effects against unreasonable searches and seizures shall not be violated, and no warrant shall be issued but upon probable cause, supported by oath or affirmation, and particularly describing the places to be searched and the persons or things to be seized.
My guest this morning is the gentleman who brought me to the Lord 50 years ago. His name is Glennon Colwell. He was our minister for many years, a personal friend. And he's written a wonderful book. It's called Death Goes to School. And basically it goes into our educational system and really how incredible this is. I mean, how would anybody think that you could have an educational system without discipline? It's you. If you are a teacher, you can't discipline the child. You occasionally a child needs a slap or a swat on the rear end or something of the sort. But of course, you can't do that. Oh, that's child abuse. And there's an organized effort not to raise our children in public education. They intentionally, the people in the Supreme Court, part of a secret society. The Masons control the Supreme Court, a majority of 5-4 to 6-3 between 1941 and 1969. I had to check that out. The figures were perhaps a little exaggerated we'd used before, but we checked it out yesterday in great detail. But the Masons controlled the United States Supreme Court. They took God out of our schools because they worship a different God, but nobody's ever going to tell the American people that, and anybody who tries to tell the people the truth will be attacked and vilified, but I will tell you this is one of the finest books I've read, and I just reread it. I haven't read it in some years, and Glennon and I wanted to have on, so I wanted to reread his book. Fascinating information, beautifully presented. With us this morning, Glennon Colwell. Hi, Glennon, how are you?
Oh, I'm doing well, Stan. It's good to hear your voice.
Why don't you just go ahead and just put out your thoughts on why, of course, our educational system is failing, and I think you covered it so beautifully in your book.
Well, it has been a sort of a mutual type of cause of its failure. The failure has come considerably because of the failure of the family to fulfill their responsibility and insist on the integrity of our educational system. But then on the other hand, amazingly, that the educational system then has led further to the breakdown of the family. What a problem. And now it sounds almost like double talk, but actually the solution to the problem in the educational system rests with the family. So if you can follow that.
Well, I think the important thing is, of course, the family can't interfere with what goes on in school, and what's going on in school is that you certainly are progressively dumbing down our children, and there has to be a moral foundation. I mean, the child is with the parents only a few hours a day. They're in school where they specifically destroy belief in God. If there's no moral standards, why should we expect that the children would have moral standards? And basically, of course, public education gives the people who want to destroy the fabric of our society access to our children. And little wonder our society is collapsing. Our marriages are ending in divorce. Certainly 40% of our children are born out of wedlock, 70% of black children. The whole structure of society is collapsing, isn't it?
Yes, and really our educational system has contributed more to the breakdown of the morality and the spirituality of our country than anything else. Actually, I trace in the book the breakdown in the educational system. Perhaps, well, it's there's been the undercurrent for much longer, but we can trace it, I think, more significantly with John Dewey and the beginning of progressive education, where he taught that there were no absolutes, that no absolute truth or standards, and he denied the need for discipline, as you have already indicated. And this was a rather new approach. There had been discipline, there had been godliness and real standards in our schools before this tremendous assault by Dewey and his followers. And interestingly then, as this began to infiltrate our schools of higher education, those who were being taught then began to teach others, who in turn began to teach others, so that today this view completely controls our school system. They have no standards. In fact, they undermine standards, no discipline. And interestingly, we talk about the synonymous breakdown between family and school. And now the parents will not tolerate discipline with the school, and the school will not give it. How do you explain it all, Dr. Stan?
They want to destroy the structure of our society. They know exactly what they're doing. They just want the American people to think that somehow there's a wall of separation between church and state, and it's unconstitutional to mention God in schools. They set out to destroy the moral fabric of this society, and they've done a magnificent job of it.
It's interesting that we have a number of scandals that are being discussed today with government, and one is the failure of the freedom of the press. But the amazing thing that captures my mind is that the major scandal is found earlier than the breakdown of the freedom of the press, and that is the freedom of religion. In the First Amendment of the Bill of Rights, it says at the very beginning, it deals with the fact that government, Congress, cannot set up a state religion. But then what they've failed to remember is that neither can they prevent the free exercise of religion. And so they've just completely perverted the First Amendment.
Well, the Supreme Court knew exactly what it was doing because, of course, the members worshiped God. Ladies and gentlemen, Christianity is under attack today by our own government. It's been taken over by people who hate the God of the Bible.
Plains Power has been providing reliable electrical power systems in the Rocky Mountain area since 1992. Our systems rely on the sun to help make you self-reliant for your power needs. Solar energy can be scaled to fit any situation, from complete power independence to backup power for the short term. Our expertise focuses on standalone power, but we have extensive experience with utility interactive systems as well. Custom tailored capabilities as modest as emergency lighting all the way to commercial scale power. Great Plains Power is a full service company. We service everything we sell. We provide and design turnkey packages, custom design system, and parts for do-it-yourself. With more than 20 years of specialized experience at your disposal, let us know what your power concerns or goals are. Reach us by phone or the internet. Call 303-239-9963. That's 303-239-9963. Or go to greatplainssolar.com. If you own a firearm, it's important to have proper training. Or if you're considering purchasing a firearm for self-defense, it's important to know the right person to train with. Josh at D&M TAC is a federally licensed firearms dealer, certified NRA instructor with a great firearms training course. Want more confidence with the operation of your firearm or to increase your precision and advance your level of training? This is the place. The hands-on in-depth classroom curriculum includes 4 hours of extensive range practice and basic firearms training, malfunction training, self-defense mindset, concealment training, and more, all at the greatest value in the gun training industry. If you want to learn proper firearm skills the right way, the first time, and want to surpass your current skill level, Josh at D&M TAC has the firearms training course for you. This course also qualifies you to apply for concealed carry permit and for advanced training. Beginner or advanced, tactical or defense, call 720-323-2534. That's 720-323-2534 and ask Josh about your KHNC listener discount.
This morning, Pastor Glenn Caldwell, and basically he's talking about his book, Death Goes to School. When you take any mention of God out of our schools, any prayer, when you take the Ten Commandments, when you take moral teaching, you can't teach morals if there are no standards. When you take out of school a celebration, a mention of Christmas or Easter, why, of course, why should we be surprised when the whole structure of our society is collapsing? And people suddenly shake their heads and say, well, I mean, after all, there is a wall of separation. No, there's no wall of separation. That was artificially created. And you go into the background of how it was done. Oh, why, of course, they said it had to do with a letter that Thomas Jefferson had written back, to the ministers in Danbury, Connecticut, saying that you're talking about this wall of separation. Thomas Jefferson, number one, wasn't there when they wrote the Constitution. Thomas Jefferson did not believe that you should take God out of schools. Thomas Jefferson, and you can read his words, they're chiseled into the marble of his beautiful memorial in Washington, D.C. And those words were, God, who gave us life, gave us liberty. But can the liberty of a nation be secure when the conviction has been forgotten that liberty is the gift of God? I tremble for my country when I reflect that God is just, and his justice will not sleep forever. Does that sound like the words of a man who believed that there was a wall of separation between church and state? And of course not. This was all done artificially to destroy our nation. And the fact that once the Masons lost us, took their people off the Supreme Court, but it has never been challenged, shows the degree of control. There are those who want to destroy the moral fabric of our society, and they've destroyed it, and they've done a wonderful job. And I believe God is going to bring his judgment on America, because our churches and our ministers and the people who should be leading us religiously are not doing their job. What are your thoughts on that, Glennon? And certainly, let's get back to your book as much as we can.
Oh, yeah. Wes, Stan, I have just written another book, not yet published, in which I deal with the breakdown of not only the family and the school, but actually cite the responsibility for the whole thing. I lay it at the feet of pastors at churches, and that may be unusual for me to say since I am a pastor, but I think that the whole problem rests in the fact that pastors have not spoken out. They have fallen prey to the teaching of the separation of church and state, and so they seem to be fearful of mentioning anything involving society and government from the pulpit. And because they have been silent, then the enemy has won the day, and they have really destroyed our country. As you said, you're fearful for the country. I am so fearful for the country. And the only solution is for the pastors and the churches to awaken, repent of their failures, and stand up and preach and teach the truth of God and the need for discipline and standards, morality. And not until the churches awaken will there be hope, I believe, for the future of America, Stan.
Well, I agree. agree with you. I think, though, that I was just, I'm preparing a talk I'm going to be giving in Colorado here at the end of July, and I was just thinking of all the ministers I know who have the courage to stand up and speak, and I'm thinking of at least 10 of them that basically, you know, were deposed from their positions because their churches are infiltrated, and if a minister starts telling the truth, why, pressure is going to be put on to get rid of him. And well, you've been on the front lines of this battle, and you know how it works. But the average individual doesn't understand. In fact, I was just thinking about one time I was asked to speak for one of the largest Catholic organizations in the nation, the Human Life International, headed by Karl Marx. And I was speaking on AIDS, but I also began to talk about the secret societies, why they infiltrated that organization, and they threw out Father Marx. It was one of the most amazing things. He could no longer ask me to give talks. And I went all over the world speaking with this Catholic organization and about the AIDS epidemic. In fact, we weren't trying to stop it, and the reason why we weren't trying to stop it. And they simply got rid of Father Marx, and that put the end to my opportunity to reach people throughout the world. And it's amazing how really the lengths that they will go to silence the church. Didn't you suddenly find that there were people who would make your life miserable when you tried to tell the truth?
Oh, yes, of course. It has always cost a great price to really stand for the truth. You know, the old saying is true that the church was built on the blood of the martyrs.
Right.
From the prophets of the Old Testament to this present day, those who stand for the truth often do so at the risk and actually the sacrifice of their lives. But that is no reason for us not to stand, and once we stand, we can prevail. The amazing thing is that a very small minority in our country, the militant, extremists, anti-God, secularists, humanists, and they could speak up and form public opinion, and their views are extolled. And all the while, pastors and churches are sitting back silent. When they outnumber those forces so extremely, just by sheer numbers, if they would stand up and be counted, the price in some cases might be great, but that's always a cost. For right to prevail, you have to be willing to pay the price for it.
Well, I agree with you totally. Well, let's get back to your book, Death Goes to School. And the points that you make there are certainly about the horrible impact on the hearts and minds and souls of our children by taking mention of God out of school. I mean, and discipline out of school. How can you have an educational system without discipline?
Well, that's true. The family breaks down if there's no discipline, and of course schools break down if there's no discipline. Bible is very clear regarding the application of the rod, and when we had discipline in the schools, the young people, the students knew that if they got out of line and disobedient, there was punishment, and pain would result. And there was order in the school. When I went to school, when you went to school, I'm sure the same was true, that they did not tolerate the kind of things that are tolerated today. And so it's not unusual to find students attacking teachers in the schoolroom and open brawls and violence in the schoolroom as well as outside.
Amen to that. Well, we have a caller again. If anybody would like to call in, our number is 254-7524, 877-254-7524. But who's calling in?
Hello, this is Susan, and I'm calling for two things. You know, Agenda 21 calls for the destruction of the family, basically, set by United Nations, and also came out with core curriculum. And are you familiar with that? And if you want, you can address it, because it basically, you know, Agenda 21 gives our sovereignty over to the United Nations, a communist organization, and a communist-led organization, and Common Core Curriculum. No, it's called Core Curriculum. Do you know about that?
Oh, yes. It's being introduced all across the country. In fact, we have an excellent DVD and a four-tape set on the core curriculum, which we offer, and I'm glad you mentioned it. Yeah, actually, the program is being introduced all across America today. In some areas, the teachers' organizations are up in arms, but because of the degree of control of the media, most people have never heard of it. We've done a number of programs on that, and certainly Barrett Chose, who's one of our favorite guests, has been a frequent speaker on that subject.
But we can organize. We can get our parents to say absolutely not to the school boards, because it eliminates the PTAs, as far as I understand, and or it reduces their entire effect. So we need to organize and act just the way the pastors actually didn't act. Now the parents and the concerned teachers have to act united. And I think there are some organizations that are already created.
Well, I see that's very strong with the DVD we have on Common Core and the four CD set we have, and the people get informed, and you can find out on the Internet. I share with your concern. Anything else you'd like to say?
No, but thank you very much for having every guest you have on. Thank you. Bye.
Okay.
Let me just suggest in response to the caller, Stan, this is the whole thing that pastors need to take a stand. They need to teach their people the responsibility of being involved in government, and teach them to vote. And the caller is perfectly right that once we get involved, we can replace school board members. We can make changes throughout all of the electoral process, from the local school board and city council to the very top echelon of the President of the United States. Our whole Constitution and government is based on the fact that power resides in the hands of the people. The preamble begins, "We the people," and when we the people fail, then the government fails, and we relinquish control into the hands of a small minority or few.
Yes, well, I just remember when you were on the city council there in the community where you lived, and of course you tried to do the right thing, and you did a great job when you were there, but boy, they sure wanted to get you off of that, because of course the last thing they want is a moral individual in local government doing what's right for the people rather than for the special interest. And so many people in the media just railed against Pastor Caldwell when he was on the city council there in Scotts Valley. Our telephone number is 877-254-7524. 877-254-7524. This is a wonderful, wonderful book, because it covers the real problems in our educational system today. And that is, of course, that our schools are destroying the moral fabric of our society intentionally and purposely, and the good teachers out there can't do anything about it. They can't use discipline. They can't talk about God. You can't even have a simple prayer in school. You can't celebrate Christmas or Easter or suddenly talk about the Ten Commandments. And how can you have a society without a moral foundation? Well, if you want to destroy the society, you destroy the moral foundation. This has been done intentionally and purposely by people who worship a different God. And until people understand that behind everything going on today are powerful spiritual forces, nothing makes sense. Would you agree or disagree with that, Glennon?
Oh, Absolutely. Really, the solution to the whole problem is spiritual in nature. It's interesting that an outstanding parent in the Columbine school problem, in speaking to a hearing, they were dealing with cut.
We'll be back in a moment. Our number is 877-254-7544. 877-254-7544.
Should a natural or man-made disaster hit, do you have the will, the skill, and the gear? Gear up with Preparedness Gear, a full-service store located at I-25 and Highway 52, exit 235, just south of McDonald's. We have your survival needs. Long-term storage, food, water filtration, bulk grains, bug-out bags, survival equipment, and a comprehensive selection of educational books. Visit us online at preparednessgear.com for upcoming classes or call us toll-free at 888-981-9810. That's 888-981-9810. Get your gear on.
Hi, I'm Double A Aaron at Ehrlich Toyota on Highway 34 and 47th Avenue in Greeley. We offer a great selection of new and used vehicles at very competitive prices. I wanted to support the unique programming on this very important radio station and convince the dealership to help me. Give me a shot at earning your business when considering your next vehicle. I will treat you fairly and give you the respect I would want. Call me, Double A Aaron, at Ehrlich Toyota at 970-339-3900. That's 970-339-3900.
Hope Pool and Physical Therapy in Greeley reminds listeners, in times of war and peace, the men and women of our military dedicate themselves to serving our country. Their commitment, patriotism, sacrifice, and courage keep our country safe and strong. Let us honor those who have lost their lives in the line of duty and salute those who serve today. This reminder is from Kathy Van Soest and the staff at Hope Pool and Physical Therapy in Greeley, welcoming home our American heroes. If you own a firearm, it's important to have proper training. Or if you're considering purchasing a firearm for self-defense, it's important to know the right person to train with. Josh at D&M TAC is a federally licensed firearms dealer, certified NRA instructor with a great firearms training course. Want more confidence with the operation of your firearm or to increase your precision and advance your level of training? This is the place. The hands-on in-depth classroom curriculum includes 4 hours of extensive range practice and basic firearms training, malfunction training, self-defense mindset, concealment training, and more, all at the greatest value in the gun training industry. If you want to learn proper firearm skills the right way, the first time, and want to surpass your current skill level, Josh at D&M TAC has the firearms training course for you. This course also qualifies you to apply for concealed carry permit and for advanced training. Beginner or advanced, tactical or defense, call 720-323-2534. That's 720-323-2534 and ask Josh about your KHNC listener discount. The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots, biblically-based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat in Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom, good Sabbath.
Well, Dan here at the Freedom Network, I guess this morning, and then Caldwell. His book, Death Goes to School, is an excellent book on Sydney going into the background of why Sydney, the educational system, has failed. And basically, for carrying the book, you can get it by calling our 800 number, 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927. And Glennon really covers so vividly what's really going on. And certainly we see all these killings across the nation, and so many of them involve the schools, Columbine, Sandy Hook, other similar things. And of course, basically, you have young people who have no moral standards. Of course, you have no protection in the schools. It's illegal for anybody to have a gun. After all, how do you prevent this sort of thing when you've destroyed the moral fabric of our society? What do you do about a bad guy with a gun? Well, you need a good guy with a gun. You need somebody in those schools that can protect the children. And the fact that they say, oh, no, we've got to take the guns away from everybody, We don't want to have guns in the school. Ladies and gentlemen, they would have to go door to door to door. The good people would turn in the guns. The bad people would not. They'd still continue the killing. We need an armed population. They know that. That's why they certainly don't want the people armed. They want the chaos. They want the slaughter. The people who outlawed guns in schools are the ones who were responsible for Sandy Hook. Because people, psychopaths, don't obey the law. Wicked people don't obey the law. Good people do. So there's no guns there. And then, of course, the bad people can kill all the children they want. It's so logical. You stop a bad person with a gun with a good person with a gun. And when that happens, those stories never get covered by the media because the media is controlled and they shape our ideas and they want to disarm the American people because they hate freedom. We're moving towards authoritarian society. They know exactly what they're doing. They just don't want the public to know. Well, Glennon, certainly, why don't you pick up some of the ideas and develop them as you develop them in your book, Death Goes to School?
Okay, I had just, when the commercials came, I had just started referencing the parent in Columbine whose daughter was slain. He's been speaking across the country and recently appeared before a congressional committee considering arms control, the control of guns, as you were talking. And he emphasized so clearly that the answer was not gun control, but the answer was God, that the answer was spiritual. And then with that in mind, it brings us back to the role of the family, and I major that greatly in the book. But the effort today is to just take over the training of our children away from the family with the movement toward the preschools and Head Start and whatever it is. And they want to take and mold our children from the very beginning to major education. And so parents need to realize that the responsibility for training their school, training their children, resides with them and not the schools. The role of the school is delegated by the parents, and if the school is not fulfilling that need, they make the changes. The Bible says very clearly, train up a child in the way he should go, and when he's old, he'll not depart from it. And that says, train up a child in the way according to his bent, his natural bent. And so people, parents need to recognize the national, natural direction that their children want to go and develop those skills along the line. It's interesting that God molded children from the womb itself, and we need to discover the design that God has built into our children and develop it and take that away from the schools that they are perverting every teaching. There's just so much to say, Dr. Stan, about this. You want to talk about the family, you want to talk about the church, and there just has been such a total breakdown of society. And so I think in my final analysis, I just say there needs to be a call to pastors and churches to repent from their failure. They've been indifferent, they've been silent, they've moaned and grieved over the breakdown of morality and spirituality, but they've done nothing about it. And they need to not only repent themselves, but they need to call their people to repentance and challenge them to be involved in the leadership in our country.
Madam Cruz, expose the wicked people who have certainly used our courts and used our laws to destroy what is necessary to raising a child, and that's discipline and morality and teaching about God, and so that child knows that they are answerable. If a child is told, well, you determine what's right and wrong, there are no moral standards, why should we be surprised when suddenly the children act that way? When we hand out condoms in schools of 13 and 14-year-old kids, and after, the morning after pill to our 13 and 14-year-old children without the permission of their parents? Ladies and gentlemen, this is going on in our schools today that are destroying intentionally and maliciously the moral fabric of this society. And where is the outcry from our parents? Where is the outcry from the Christian church? Why, it's deafening in its silence. Our telephone number is 1-877-254-7524. 877-254-7524. The book, Death Goes to School. Something, a book that every parent should have and should read, and hopefully would certainly convict them that they have to take a stand. They have to become involved. And, of course, they first of all have to protect their children. And then we have to, of course, change the whole educational system, either that or close it down, because it is designed to destroy the fabric of society. Public education is the means by which they transform our society, and they have transformed our society, and look at it today. Once America was the moral leader of the world, and today other countries are doing everything they can to try to keep American influence out of their nation, because they know it will destroy the moral fabric of their society. And when they start teaching our children in kindergarten that homosexuality is perfectly all right, now, of course, here in California, they're passing a law that says if a boy feels like he's a girl, he can actually go to the girls' bathroom. He can have a locker in the girls' locker room. He can shower with the girls. This is a law in California. Can you believe it? We live in a world gone mad. My number is 877-54-7555.
Should a natural or man-made disaster hit, do you have the will, the skill, and the gear? Gear up with Preparedness Gear, a full-service store located at I-25 and Highway 52, exit 235, just south of McDonald's. We have your survival needs. Long-term storage, food, water filtration, bulk grains, bug-out bags, survival equipment, and a comprehensive selection of educational books. Visit us online at preparednessgear.com for upcoming classes or call us toll-free at 888-981-9810. That's 888-981-9810. Get your gear on.
The name is Patriot Trading Group, and the website is allamericangold.com. I'm Joe Jaquin, Vice President of the Patriot Trading Group, and we handle American gold for the American people because that's who we are and that's who we care about. So if you want your portfolio to help you get the job done, or if you want your IRA to be safe from Wall Street and the paper markets and your kids' future to be protected, then call us, the Patriot Trading Group, at 800-951-0592. You'll be glad you did.
The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots biblically based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat in Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom, good Sabbath. There was a man sent from God whose name was John. This man came for a witness, to bear witness of the light, that all through him might believe. He was not that light, but was sent to bear witness of the light. That was the true light which gives light to every man coming into the world. The Gospel of John, chapter 1, verse 6 through 9.
Well, Dr. Stan here at the American Freedom Network, Dr. Stephen Caldwell, his book, Death Goes to School. It goes in the background of the shootings that we have in our schools, and the Columbine, and And basically, of course, the fact that these boys were hated Christianity, and of course they made an issue out of that as they were killing the children. Our telephone number is 877-254-7524. Death goes to school. And ladies and gentlemen, the death of our young people, the death of our nation, is being promulgated by the educational system. And it's going to get far worse till we take America back, if we have the courage to. And if we don't, then freedom as we know it will soon become simply a remembrance of things past, and the wicked people will win. Glenn, go right ahead.
Okay, well, I think getting back to the book, the title of the book is suggestive. It's not just to catch attention, but the fact is that death does go to school to turn our children over to the school system, the public school systems as they exist today, is to send them to a death of morality and spirituality and turn them into secular humanist instruments. And I get back to the failure of the church and the pastors. All of the major, or at least of the state, all the major educational institutions like Harvard and Yale and Princeton and Brown and so on were all founded as Christian universities, schools. And the Christians have sat back and then just permitted their own institutions to be taken over as almost atheistic and anti-Christ in nature. Once again, parents need to realize that it's their responsibility to train their children. And if there is a failure in a school system, they need to correct the school system. So this really is a call to parents to be involved and to recognize that that our warfare is spiritual in nature, that God is always the answer, and when they've taken God out of the school, they've destroyed the foundation of truth, the foundation of right and wrong, and the answer is to get back to the spiritual roots. They've lost sight of the fact that our founding fathers were basically godly men, and when they started things, they had a spiritual foundation. And you get back to the fact that in the Bill of Rights, the priority freedom related to religion, and our founders recognized that. And constantly you can find their teachings where they emphasize the fact that the need for spiritual guidance is essential for the preservation of freedom.
Absolutely. And until parents recognize the fact that the purpose of education is to destroy the faith and morals of their children, that is its purpose today. And that's why you can't trust your child to a public school. If there's any way, you can either homeschool or get them into a Christian school. You need to. And basically, homeschooling is not that difficult. There are programs we can recommend where the child teaches themselves. The parent has to spend very little time. But when you send that child to public school, they're going to destroy their soul. That's what it's all about. And then the parents begin to wonder why they're having discipline problems with their child, why their child is so unruly, why their 14-year-old girl is pregnant. This is not happening by accident. The people know exactly what they're doing, and the good teachers in the educational system are trapped, and if they speak out, if they try to do what's right, they're going to come under tremendous pressure. Our number is 877-254-7524. 877-254, if you're out there in the listening audience, give us a call. The book, Must Reading for Anyone Who Has a Child or a Grandchild in School, Death Goes to School. Certainly, there's instance after instance where there have been certainly murders in our schools. And, of course, we have laws that prevent anyone in the school from having a gun to protect the children. What madness is that? Well, we live in a world gone mad, and nobody wants to point out. Passing a law that takes guns out of schools does absolutely nothing to protect the children. It makes them far more vulnerable. So, Glennon, you've got about 2 minutes to wrap up the program.
Well, I think I would just simply call on parents to begin to assume responsibility for the rearing and the training of their children, not to become involved in all of the school system, beginning with preschool and Head Start and all of those ridiculous things that are designed to take over the molding in the direction of our children. And perhaps a call to the pastors of this country, and of whom I'm one, and so I'm speaking to myself as well, that there needs to be a repentance, and there needs to be a militant move in our churches across the land. The standards for truth, they ought to hold strong for God, and of course always stand firm for the fact that Christ is the answer, that he is the way, the truth, and the life. That's the final solution to it all. But we need to influence the culture about us, because it's difficult to stay clean when we are living in a spiritual and moral cesspool. I guess that would finalize the words that I would say, Stan.
Well, Glennon, Pastor has been Pastor Glennon Caldwell, who is my pastor for many, many years, and I certainly miss him. God bless you, Glennon. Thanks so much, and we'll talk to you real soon on our evening program. Bye-bye.
This is a special news alert to consumers who owe more than $10,000 in back taxes to the IRS. Due to the financial hardship consumers are facing during the decline in the U.S. economy, the Internal Revenue Service is now accepting reduced settlements from consumers on back taxes, resulting in back taxes reduced by thousands of dollars. An open phone line has been established by Nationwide Tax Relief for consumers to call and see if you qualify for this reduction. To ensure your financial stability during this decline in the economy, take this number down or store it in your cell phone. 1-800-965-7804. If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes to the IRS, there is no need to fear anymore. The IRS is now accepting reduced settlements from consumers, resulting in tax debts reduced by thousands of dollars. For your free information and to see if you qualify for your reduction, call in to the Nationwide Tax Relief Hotline. 1-800-965-7804. 1-800-965-7804. 1-800-965-7804.
Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Tom Phillips, founder of the Green Herb.
The people who are controlling the government of America are the same people who are trying to control your family's health care. You can sit quietly by and accept their plan, or you can take responsibility for your health. What would happen if you could no longer obtain the medications you're now taking? Would you be forced to join the ranks of corrupt agents just to purchase the medicine? If you're one of the thousands of concerned citizens who would like to know more about a natural way, God's way to help, drop by the Green Herb for a natural solution and all the information you need to make an intelligent decision. Or go to our website, www.thegreenherb.com. Come by the Green Herb, located in Wheat Ridge, Colorado, on the I-70 Frontage Road North, 1 mile west of Kipling, or call 888-765-HERB. That's 888-765-4372. And be sure to listen to the Green Herb Show with Linda and Dr. Katz every Tuesday at 1 o'clock on KHNC.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here at the American Freedom Network, I recommend the book, Death Goes to School. You can get it by calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. Every parent and every grandparent should read the book. Glennon did a wonderful job in it. 1-800-544-8927 and the book Death Goes to School. Now, if you want to know about the latest diabolical program they have that is being introduced all across America, you're not hearing about it because the media is controlled, but it's called Common Core. And Susan had called in earlier about it. We have a DVD. We have a four-tape set or four-CD set on the Common Core curriculum. You need to get this information. You need to understand it. You need to warn parents what's going on and get your child out of public school. You must, if you love that child and the homeschooling programs, and Dr. Robinson's program is excellent for the child teachers themselves, and parents only have to administer the tests, this is an excellent way to do it, or homeschooling, or if you can afford a private school. In fact, Glennon organized a private school at our church, and it's still running there in Scotts Valley. Vitally important that if you can possibly afford a private school, you need to have something to get your child away from government education. The purpose of government education is to destroy their souls, and they're doing a great job. Our number, 1-800-544-8927. How do you understand what's going on? Well, of course, you need to get my book, Brotherhood of Darkness. Brotherhood of Darkness will explain what's going on today. Sydney, if you want to know what's happening geopolitically, you need to get my book. Pardon me, you need to get my talk on Agenda 21, The Covert Plan. Agenda 21, The Covert Plan, and then, of course, we have Michael Shaw's talk on Agenda 21, is the wretching transformation of society. Agenda 21, the wretching transformation of society, and there are. They intend to destroy this nation. They know exactly what they're doing, but how can they implement a program? They want to get people out of their cars or onto bicycles. They want to get people out of their homes into these new stack and pack buildings. They want to get us out of our cars, Sydney. And how can they change the whole structure of society? Well, that's, of course, where this whole program comes in, where this whole idea of the disruption of our society and massive population control. They really want to eliminate 90% of the population. Let me repeat that. They want to eliminate 90% of the population. You don't believe that? You go to Elberton, Georgia, and you go to see the Georgia Guidestones. They're put up by a secret society, one of the most powerful secret societies in the world. The Georgia Guidestones, where they openly talk. Point one, the Ten Commandments. Why maintain humanity at less than 500 million in constant balance for nature? But we've got 7 billion people in the world. Maintain humanity at less than 500 million people. How do you do that? Well, of course, that's why you need to get our material on the programs that they have coming down the line. And they really are not imaginary. This is a very real program. And of course, you haven't got our material on this cataclysmic event that is about to take place. Why, give us a call, 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. Until tomorrow at the same time, may the Lord be with you.
The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots biblically based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat and Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom, good Sabbath. We the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, do ordain and establish